WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is ramping up his immigration crackdown, saying the city of Chicago needs an influx of federal troops to root out undocumented immigrants. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang says Chicago isn't the only city seeing an increased federal presence.
DHS says ICE raids have now launched in Boston, just days after authorities detained more than 300 South Korean nationals during a raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. That operation rattling America's close ally, which had promised to invest $350 billion in the U.S.
ICE was doing right because they were here illegally.
Trump looking to reassure South Korea, now proposing the country and foreign companies doing business in the U.S. help train Americans for jobs.
And a federal appeals court has upheld the more than $80 million judgment imposed on President Trump for defaming E. Jean Carroll. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting rail safety as its law of the month for September. According to a press release, about a dozen people are injured in train-related crashes in the state every year. Law enforcement officials are reminding residents of proper safety practices to navigate rail crossings, including not going around lowered crossing gates and not stopping on the tracks even when there's no train in sight. If your vehicle stalls on the tracks, you should get out immediately and look for a blue emergency notification system sign. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation that would require animal testing facilities and breeders to make pets they no longer need available for adoption. If passed into law, the proposed bill would create a 3-week window in which testing facilities and breeders would need to offer their unneeded animals that pose no public health or safety risk for adoption through an animal shelter or humane society. State-run testing facilities and higher education institutions would also be permitted to create their own adoption programs under the legislation. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of St. Croix County is inviting residents to a series of pop-up nutrition events this month. The first event will take place on Tuesday at Agave Togogo in Hudson from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. There will also be events at Ready Randy's in New Richmond on September 17th, the Baldwin Senior Center on September 18th, and the Wood City Tavern in Glenwood City from September 23rd to 25th. The pop-ups aim to share information on eating healthy foods, staying active, and additional resources with area seniors. Transportation officials are warning Stone Lake area residents of a pair of road closures this week. The closures are necessary for two culvert replacement projects in the area. The first closure will take place today on Metcalf Road to the west of Godfrey Lane from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The other culvert replacement project will take place on Stony Brook Drive on the south end of Stone Lake on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be no posted detours in the area during the construction projects, so residents should plan their routes accordingly. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers with a Week 1 win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers beat the Lions 27-13. Green Bay with an early lead and never let up. Matt LaFleur on finally snapping a 3-game losing streak to Detroit when they played here at Lambeau.
Kind of had their way with us the last 3 times here at Lambeau. I was just really proud, and I think of the energy our guys brought, not only in the first half, but I thought we matched it to start the second half as well.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw for 2 touchdowns and 188 yards.
Obviously, I think a big goal for us was to be able to come in here and start the season off fast and start the season on the right note. So to come in here week 1 at home and get a dominant win like that is amazing and exactly what we've been working for. So feels great.
Now a short week. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Pittsburgh, 10-2. Jacob Mizorowski pitched 7 innings and got the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s and winds a bit feisty. By tonight, chances for showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder. Those will continue through the overnight and even throughout tomorrow, too. And only light rain amounts are expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do the show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
A handshake deal with a South Dakota senator to fund public radio. What could go wrong? Brian Wadsworth of Native Public Radio joins us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board at 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on this Monday, September 8th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here in hour two for the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street across from the beautiful Overture Center. Cloudy skies, but seasonal temperatures. Some beautiful fall autumn day here in Madison. Exactly what you want for the second full week in September. Many thanks to Tom Kircher, our guest in hour number one from Wisconsin Watch. What great reporting there on an issue I think that a lot of us don't think about until either A, we have a friend or family member that has to go on workers' comp, or B, it visits us. And the fact there have been no increases in 9 years to workers' comp recipients in Wisconsin is atrocious, in my opinion. And many thanks to Tom Kircher, Wisconsin Watch, for doing this great reporting. Go to wisconsinwatch.org, read all of Tom's great work, including this story. And then I'd urge you to call your state senator, your state assembly person, and say, look, vote for this. There's a fix in the works, in the pipeline, the state capitol. Vote for this and help these folks who, by and large, through no fault of their own, are in a situation where they need some help. I mean, 9 years and no adjustment at all? It's just, there's not too many jobs out there that are paying the same thing to their employees that they did 9 years ago, Zommers.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you or anyone you know has had short-term disability or short-term workers' comp, it's not like they're just sitting on their butts collecting money and don't have to work at all. I mean, well, they don't have to be employed at that job, but it is a pain in the butt to get all of that paperwork. Like, you have to go in and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt repeatedly that you have been injured on the job and deserve to be paid.
It's all medically reviewed and confirmed. So, yeah, absolutely. Great work there by Tom Kircher and the folks at Wisconsin Watch. All right, coming up at the bottom of this hour after the farm news, it'll be our old friend Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a Navy vet. He's an author, has a new book called American Dawn by Matt Flynn. Can't wait to – he knows how to make things current events relevant through fiction. And he creates his fiction, but there's always some nuggets of truth in it. You can learn something about it. And this is great, this story here. It's about a young woman named Dawn, an innocent college student working in a law firm, becomes involved with the partner of the law firm. He's involved with less than stellar political campaigns.
And when they try to suck her into this terrible plot, she turns the table on him. And as Flynn writes, the hunters become the prey. So the young college student turns out to be the heroine in the novel, apparently. So great reading, as always, by Matt Flynn. He'll be along talking about his new book called American Dawn. You can find all of Matt's publications wherever you buy your books, including Amazon. It's look up Matthew J. Flynn, because apparently there's another Matthew Flynn out there that sells books. Don't buy his. They might be fine. I don't know. But Matthew J. Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N. That's what you want to look up on your Amazon books. His new book called American Dawn. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. And we're also going to try to sneak in a little news here. A Democrat who I think is running a great political campaign over in Michigan, Mallory McMorrow. And I think she got it just about right. We're going to play the ad from her in just a little while. And Little Johnson, Mike Johnson, over the weekend trying to say that Donald Trump was actually an FBI informant in the Epstein files, and then ends up trying to walk it back. I'm not making this up. But right now, it's 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. But it is your chance to have your voice heard at all 10 news talk sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying. By the way, we're trying to get Lucas on the show. I'm very excited about this. It was like going fishing. He and his former journalistic sports writing partner, the great Tom Oates, they are a part this week of Idea Fest, something put on by the Cap Times and our own company, Civic Media. All week long here in Madison, Idea Fest, you can go find information about it online. Is it ideafest.org, or maybe we could get that. We'll let people know a little bit later. And so Civic Media is a sponsor, and the Cap Times. We got great people coming in. Stacey Abrams from Georgia, Governor Tim Walz from Minnesota. And there are different nights are going to be speaking around thank you, Zomers. He's got it up there on the screen. It's Cap Times, C-A-P Times, Idea Fest.com. CapTimesIdeaFest.com. You can learn more about it. As I said, Civic Media is also a co-sponsor of this. And so, but it's not all politics. And Oates and Lucas are going to be speaking tomorrow night here in town on Regent Street at the Old Italian Club. And I believe their tickets still available, but go to CapTimesIdeaFest.com to buy your tickets. I'm going to be there tomorrow night listening to Oates and Lucas, and we're going to try to get them on the program very, very soon. We were close. We were close to getting them in the boat, and then they got away. But we're working on it. We're working on it. So anyway, as Lucas is fond of saying, timely, timely indeed, over the weekend, the big $1.7 billion lottery prize was won. Two tickets matched the numbers, I believe, Missouri and Texas. So no, I did not win. And then you got over the weekend, I don't do it. I did buy a lottery ticket, one. Actually, two. Spent $6, whatever. But sports betting, I'm just not a big sports bettor. I've never done it, but I know a lot of people do. So today's category, what's worse, the lottery or sports betting? The lottery or sports betting? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a ring-a-ling on the old cell phone. Well, on your cell phone or landline or whatever. But call us, 855-752-4842. Or on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today on your favorite app store, Apple, Android. Simply type in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get yours today. Then you'll be all set. You can communicate with us. And on Friday, a couple more weeks left, a free Friday ticket giveaway. Going to give away 4 club-level Milwaukee Brewer seats on Friday, but only via the Civic Media app. So download it today. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jim, listening on WAUK in beautiful Brookfield, Wisconsin. Jim, the lottery or sports betting? What's worse?
Sports betting, because it's addicting. You can get so close. You know, the basketball player misses that last second shot. The guy misses a field goal on a football game, and it's addictive because they think, oh, if I just would have bet a little bit differently, you know, and so you keep doing it. The lottery, it's you never get close. And if you do, you know, luckily get some, you know, 5 numbers, you win something. But anyway, like my wife had to go out and buy tickets, you know, for the big drawing Saturday night. And, of course, she never got one number right. And I asked her, I said, well, how much did you get if you didn't have one number right? Because that took tick skill. But anyway, my point is that sports betting is worse because it's just so addictive. You get so close, those games, you know, covering the spread or whatnot. Yeah. But the lottery, you're never going to get close. Won't be addictive.
You don't think, but I see people like at grocery stores that you could just – look, I'm not trying to judge people too much. I guess I kind of am by their looks. But, I mean, it doesn't appear they could be putting $25 on scratch-off lottery tickets. And they do. I think they think, well, I'm not going to make my money any other way, and they think they're going to hit it. I feel bad for people that have those kind of addictions.
Definitely. I would feel bad, too, because I can tell you, you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning 3 times than hitting that jackpot. You know,
and obviously your wife buys lottery tickets. Have you ever sports bet, Jim?
Yes, before I was married, and it was addicting, and I lost. I won a lot, I lost a lot, but
really?
It's just not worth it. Yeah. Yes, the sports betting, you know, occasionally if I'm out in Vegas, all right, maybe I'll put a bet down on the Packer game just for good luck. Yeah. But for good luck. But anyway, no, that was something in my youth, and I know only know too well firsthand. It can be addicting.
Yeah, absolutely. Great call, Jim. Thank you as always. I appreciate it. Something in my youth and childhood. Jim said it was his youth. He did some sports betting. I guess maybe a friendly wager in the office for like $5, but I've never gone online because now everything's a, you know, an app and you do it online. Have you ever sports bet, Zobbers?
No. And I don't know. I'm going to spoil my answer. don't do it. Don't sports bet, especially now that it's on the app and it's so easy and accessible.
Yes.
It is designed to suck your life and money away as much as possible.
Yeah. No, I think Jim's really onto something there. What's worse, the lottery or sports betting? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, the lottery or sports betting? Brett in beautiful Brown Deer on WAUK says sports betting is worse. It requires knowledge and luck. Lottery is, if I'm going to hit, I'm going to hit. Enough to retire early. There you go. Also, Cam in Appleton, listening to WISS in Oshkosh, says sports betting is garbage. It's a bad habit for some. Greg in Genesee Depot, listening to WAUK, says the lottery is worse. What's worse, the lottery or sports betting? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jim is on to something, though. And this is why, I mean, I've been to Vegas 3 times, I think, but not, it was just like flying through or whatever, like never really went there. I've just never been a big gambler other than I take my $25 and I do the lottery or the slots. And I don't even do those anymore because I like pulling the arm. Now you just hit a button and it's all electronic.
I was interested in going to Vegas at some point in my life, but now that there's no real slot machines, right. I'm like, what's the point? I can just do it in any bar.
Some people are really into betting lots of money at the tables or whatever. It's just not my thing. I've never gone to any big Vegas shows because they're usually like $200 or $300, and I can't afford that. And I guess I would probably like the shows if I could afford them. But
that's a lot. But like you got to fly out there, you got to get lodging and pay for the shows.
But to Jim's point, a couple of times I've been to Vegas, you go out there, they have these cards that are on little little ropes, basically. They're attached. And it's like the life is being sucked out of people and into these machines a lot of time. What's worse, lottery or sports betting? Zomber and I will give you our answers on the other side. And straight ahead, expecting Matt Flynn to stop by in his new novel, American Dawn. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big political news dropped the Friday before Labor Day weekend in Wisconsin, with right-wing state Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley announcing that she will not be seeking re-election to another 10-year term on the court. In her statement announcing the decision, Bradley bemoaned a, quote, shift from thoughtful, principled judicial service toward bitter partisanship, personal attacks, and political gamesmanship. If you've followed Bradley's time on the bench, you couldn't help but note the hypocrisy in that statement, because that's the exact kind of extreme, toxic approach she's brought to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the past decade. But beyond that, this sets up yet another open race for state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. This one, however, will be a bit different than recent races where majority control of the court was on the line. In this race, liberals will have the opportunity to expand their majority from 4-3 to 5-2 if candidate Chris Taylor, a former Democratic state legislator, wins the election in spring 2026.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right. You got to know. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. The late, great Kenny Rogers, the gambler. Kind of no one to hold him, no one to fold him. The gambler. That was made into, I believe, a TV miniseries back in the day. Kenny Rogers was, I mean, he was like hot. I mean, not, I didn't find him attractive. I'm just saying, like, he had number one songs.
He had star power.
Yes, star power on television and some films. He was all the rage back. There was a time in this country when, boy, you couldn't get bigger. And he once came to Richland Center, I believe, for, it was a big, we used to do this thing in Richland Center called Star Spangled Celebration. And if memory serves, someone who was there could correct me, but I believe Kenny Rogers played Richland Center late in his career, and or maybe it was in the Dells he played. Anyway, I knew somebody who was a part of this, and Kenny Rogers always insisted in being paid in cold, hard cash. He would not accept a check of anything. Just, you had to bring cold, hard cash in an attaché case, and you gave it to Kenny Rogers before he went on stage.
That's a quirky performer.
Well, it
begs, you earned the right to request that, though.
It earned your right. I mean, it begs a lot of questions. How much of that is he actually reporting to the IRS? But hey, he was the gambler. Kenny Rogers. Category for what's worse today, the lottery or sports betting? What's worse, the lottery or sports betting? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go down to Waukesha on WAUK. Rick in Waukesha. Rick, the lottery or sports betting? What's worse?
The sports betting.
Why, what particular reason do you say that, Rick?
Because it's not like years ago that all of the leagues, they got so many more games and so many more teams, and it's like the officials aren't good, and the championships, the baseball, the lights went out. They had to cancel it for a long time.
Yeah.
And football, you know, they had baseball. They were cheating during the World Series, right. And they never did anything about it.
Right.
In wrestling, they take away the trophy.
Right. You know, are you talking about real wrestling cheating. Or fake wrestling, like professional, quote unquote, professional wrestling?
Well, the professional so-called wrestling,
yeah,
you know,
the acting.
Yeah, they take the belt away.
Right, right. That's
just
acting.
Like in boxing, the same thing. They take the thing away if they catch them cheating.
Right, exactly.
Or the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. People have been stripped of medals
but
before.
Here we had them, you know, playing smoke signals with garbage cans during the World Series, and that was okay.
Right.
You know, and they did it in football, too.
Yeah. Rick, appreciate the call as always. Have a great day down there in beautiful Waukesha. What's worse? The lottery or sports betting? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Barb, listening on WAUK in Waukesha, she texts in via the Civic Media app and says sports betting is worse. It's very addictive, she says. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in the RC, Richland Center, the old hometown, says, listening on WRCE, says sports betting is worse. It has ruined football for me. Cheering on teams with my friends has been replaced by constantly checking phones for live payouts. Listening to them talk about parlays, spreads, and money lines all Sunday is exhausting. Wow. Wow. That's a sad but great text because I don't know people like that personally, Matt. I can see how that would just, yeah, that would completely ruin sports. Sommers?
Yeah, the one Badger football game I was at, there are people around talking about their parlays and how they're doing. Parlays are particularly devious because what a parlay is, for those of you who don't know, it is a bet with multiple legs.
Right.
So it'll be, instead of just betting this team's going to win, this team's going to lose, it'll be like this team will win and they'll win by this much and that team will hit a homer in the third inning. And they start you at low numbers. It'd be like, right. You're just paying a dollar, but you could win $100.
Right.
And eventually you're betting on parlays like Pat Murphy is going to storm the field at the Packers game and streak across the field. and Mercury is in retrograde and the mole men are coming up from the earth and you'll pay $700, but you could get 2 million.
It's crazy. John in Oshkosh on WISS says, I can't believe no one has said the lottery is worse. No skill to play in the lottery. Sports betting takes instinct. Analytics and a bit of luck. I don't know any Powerball drawing that has filled a stadium. All right, well, that's a good take, John. I appreciate that. I don't know. I was going to say, I bet you more people this week played the lottery than played sports betting, but I don't know that to be true, actually. It might because to some of our callers and texters' point, your point, Zomers, this sports betting thing, because it's on the old iPhones or on a device, it's so much easier. You don't have to leave your house. You still have to leave your house to go out and buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, when it's in your hand, it's dangerous.
Zomers?
I think if we take into account the fact that it's in your hand, sports betting is far worse. Otherwise, I'm going to agree and say that, you know, the lottery is just random. So that's worse. But because of the access, sports betting is worse.
Yeah, I agree that the chances of winning, depending upon what you're betting on, the chances of winning are worse in the lottery. But in terms of just what's worse as a thing, I'm going to say that sports betting is worse for reasons that you stated and others, that it's easier and it's more addictive. And to Matt's point, which is perhaps the best text of the day, in my opinion, it can ruin watching the game. I mean, I'm watching a game, my friends and family, we're in the game. We're not looking at our sports bets. Not that I'm like I say, I don't even do one. John in Edgerton, late entry on WMDX, says, is the lottery is worse. I don't do sports betting, so the only way I waste my money is on the lottery. All right. Never a waste of time to listen to Matt Flynn. He is due in next, talking about his new book, Farm News, right now with Pam Yonke and Midwest Farm Report. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival took place in Jefferson this last weekend. And as part of this festival, they have the sheepdog trials. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Jeff Seeger was a host of the Crick and Whistle Sheepdog Trials at the festival, and he's here to share how they go about finding sheep for the competition.
Big challenge with a lot of the sheepdog trials is finding sheep that somebody with a big enough flock that it's in your area that's close. We were lucky. Samantha knew a couple who runs basically a woolen mill out of Valders, Wisconsin. They generally keep a flock of 300 plus ewes and lambs. And so she knew them, already had a relationship with them. And we talked to them, and they said they would be willing to go ahead and provide the sheep for the trial. The problem was that they had never seen dogs.
Jeff says to work around the obstacle of the sheep never seen dogs, they took their own sheep dogs out there to give them a couple runs before the competition. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll see how the market's closed right after this.
We want Matt Fett! We want Matt Fett!
There's a full house in the stands tonight, and it sounds like they're demanding higher milk fat and lower feed costs.
These fans know that growing Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans for dairy rations can help producers increase milk fat production without increasing feed costs.
For dairy farmers, it's Plenish soybeans for the winning return on investment.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/feedplenish.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets closed this Monday. Cash and new crop corn closed up 3 3/4 at 4.21 3/4, and cash and new crop soybeans closed up 6 3/4 at 10.33 3/4. December wheat closed up 4.5 at 5.23 3/4. October Class 3 milk contracts remain even at 16.89 a hundredweight, with November contracts up 5 cents at 16.90 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks of cheese are up a half a penny at 169.5, and butter gained a quarter of a penny at 202.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s and winds a bit feisty. By tonight, chances for showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder. Those will continue through the overnight and even throughout tomorrow, too. And only light rain amounts are expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Max Inc. Radio's rocker, and then filmmaker Wendy Lobel joins me to discuss her new stand-up comedy anxiety documentary. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Welcome back to the Tom Lobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, September 8th, 2025. Whenever you hear a little Johnny Cash like that in this program, you know the great Matt Flynn cannot be far behind, and such is the case today. I'm going to talk to Matt in just a minute. A quick programming note. Remember that tomorrow on this show, our old friends of the program, Kelly Call, former CBS president, entertainment president, news president, also Sean Hamish, great director of and also the head of Cannonball Productions in Los Angeles. They are going to be our guests tomorrow because they are producers and director, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Here's the interesting thing. The Brewer game tomorrow is going to be broadcast on television on several over-the-air broadcast stations. And immediately following tomorrow's Brewers game on television on these stations, they are going to air for free, over broadcast, the movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can see the movie and the game tomorrow on CBS 58 WMLW television in Milwaukee, in Madison on WISC-TV TVW, in Wausau, WSAW, in Green Bay, WGBA and WACY, and in La Crosse, WKBT, on their secondary channel as well. On some of these stations, it's the digital, so like in Channel 3 in Madison, it's 3.2 or TVW. We'll go through this all tomorrow and explain it. Of course, on the audio side, we'll have the game on many of our Civic Media stations on the Brewers Radio Network. You can always listen to it there and then watch it over these broadcast stations and then stick around for Just a Bit Outside the movie after that. Really excited about this for Kelly and Sean and for everybody across Wisconsin that might not have seen this film. It's coming to you for free tomorrow across, going to cover most of the state tomorrow. So Kelly and Sean will be here tomorrow at 3:35 talking about their film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, as well as the great Brewers run. Reminder, the Brewers are back in action tonight, this time down in Texas. Pregame show at 6:30 across many of these stations. First pitch a little after 7 o'clock. You can hear it in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, and now in Hayward on our stations there. 37 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. You know him, you love him. He's a friend of mine, a friend of this program. He is a 2-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a Navy veteran, and lest we not forget, a great author as well. And he joins us now via phone from his home in Milwaukee. Matt Flynn, thank you so much. How are you, my friend?
Good to be with you, Todd. It's been a while. I always like being on the Todd Olbaugh Show.
Well, we always appreciate it because we have a great time, great insight. I want to get your take on a couple of topical news stories. You always have something to say about it. But let's start with your new novel, because that's why you're really joining us today. You've been so kind as to share several of these books with me. I love the way you write because it's very accessible. These are fictional stories, meaning they're not true per se, but there's always a nugget of fact in there that makes it relevant today. Your new book is entitled American Dawn. American Dawn, available where people buy books, including Amazon and Amazon Prime. Matt Flynn, tell us a little bit about how you came to write and what American Dawn is about.
Well, thanks very much. And I'm excited about this novel, American Dawn. Of all the novels I've written, And there's a couple of disclaimers I want to put in right away. There's a lot of sexual content in it and kind of graphic. So if anybody's offended by any of it, they should simply skim over those paragraphs. But it's absolutely necessary. What I've done is presented a Senate race in Wisconsin with a crooked Republican candidate who is trying to steer the election, and they're using sex to do it. Now, if you read it, you will recognize a lot of things that have in fact happened with the Republican Party. They come across as frankly, the proclivities of the Republican Party. I'm not just talking about Trump, Hegseth, the rest of them, how they relate to politics. Now, the Democratic Party doesn't come across great in it either, and neither does the media, but I strongly recommend it. American Dawn, a very innocent, beautiful girl named Dawn, seduced by this crooked Republican, and when she finally turns on him is when she realizes his depraved final plan for her. So I strongly recommend it if you want an insight into the present Republican politics.
Well, I love it because you take this young woman who is kind of, you know, involved in this, and I'm not going to give anything away, but the table, as you say, the tables are kind of turned, and I like the fact that the female character kind of becomes the heroine and shows some of these guys what's up. And yeah, I mean, okay, so I mean, it's an adult, I mean, not like a pornography book, but it's an adult content book. And I don't know about you, Matt, but I mean, we've both been in politics a long time, and look at today's headlines, for goodness sakes. And unfortunately, you know, sex is a part of politics. And you know, just happened in the last couple of hours here, breaking news right from the headlines. The Epstein birthday book has been handed over to the House committee, and it appears to have Donald Trump's signature on it. So if people don't think that there's sex in today's politics, they're kidding themselves.
Well, absolutely. And Donald Trump is a poster child, and so is Epstein, but and frankly, Hegseth. But I do want to throw in one quick thing. On October 14 at 6:30 p.m., October 14, Boswell Books in Milwaukee is hosting my book launch, and there'll be a book signing. So if you are anywhere in the Milwaukee area, Downer Avenue, Boswell Books, a great independent bookstore, we're going to talk about the book and have a book signing. But with Trump alone, and I mean, forget Stormy Daniels,
right? You know,
forget poor E. Jean Carroll,
right?
I mean, these girls were put on planes. Trump was on that plane seven times, as frightened teenage girls flown to Mar-a-Lago, and one of them committed suicide. They were trafficked, and one of them was a masseuse in Trump's Mar-a-Lago, and he accused Epstein of, quote, stealing her. What the hell? Does he think she's a slave or something? What do you mean stealing her?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Read the book, American Dawn.
It's, you know, clearly there's two things here. The book is fictional, but has these nuggets of current events truth in it. But what the other part about the Epstein part is just obviously very, very tragic to these young women who were taken advantage of, quote unquote, allegedly. You have to throw that in there, I guess, these days, just to make sure everything is kosher. But I'm kind of from the camp, Matt Flynn. We're talking to Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party, Navy veteran, and author, talking about his new novel called American Dawn. Buy it wherever you buy your books. But I'm one of these guys, Matt, that, you know, if it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And what I find, and honestly, I haven't talked. Like, there are programs out there in radio land and television land that are just obsessed with this and want to talk about nothing else but the Epstein files. I've been very succinct about it. And talking to people in my former party, Republican Party, that I left in 2011, I'm like, look, he campaigned on a second term for president, telling the most extreme people in MAGA world, the QAnon folks, that he would unmask the quote unquote pedophiles and unmask the Epstein files. If he has nothing to hide, Donald Trump, if you're an innocent person, then you do that. There's only one reason, is there not, Matt Flynn, that Donald Trump is not revealing these things?
Yes. And the fact that he was on Epstein's plane seven times, they weren't going to Hoboken to look at garages, okay?
Right.
They were going to Mar-a-Lago. You catch my drift?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And he had his own plane. So what, does he hitch a ride with Epstein and say, hey, listen, Take me to Bayonne, New Jersey. I want to look at the pollution. Give me a break. How stupid do they think we are?
Yeah, exactly. Let's wrap up talking to Matt Flynn here via telephone from his home in Milwaukee. The book is called American Dawn by Matthew J. Flynn. Make sure you put the J in there, because if you dial it up without the J, you get some other schmuck, and I have no idea whether his stuff is good or not. It might be, but we're here to promote Matthew J. Flynn and his book, American Dawn. What was your favorite part about writing this, Matt, in taking these headlines of sex and politics, but also just the fact that so often in current Republican politics, I guess there might be some cases of Democratic ones as well, but people are taken advantage of and put in situations where they feel they have no choice but to do the bidding of the people that hired them, largely because of on physical, sexual, or intended blackmail.
Right. You hit the nail on the head. And it really, it goes back in modern times to Clinton when he got hit by the Republican Party over Lewinsky. Everybody in the Republican Party who was after him had more ravenous groins than Bill Clinton, believe me. This goes back a long way, and it is a tactic the Republicans used against George McGovern in 1972. They sent prostitutes to the rooms unannounced or unasked for of Democratic delegates to try to influence them. So the point, what I tried to capture in this book is the reality of what Republicans do about sex in somewhat graphic terms. And when you read it, you will understand how candidates get picked and how they win or lose elections. And I am a party chairman several times. I've seen a lot of this stuff up close, what they do, and it's not right. People are intimidated. Some of them are getting death threats. Some of them would lose their jobs, but some of them are being blackmailed.
Yeah.
And my own feeling, and I've said this before, is Trump himself, why he's so servile to Putin. Putin has supplied him with money and with girls for a long time. He's on video a lot of places, and this guy is betraying the country. He is betraying our country. Read the book, American Dawn.
American Dawn, wherever you buy your books, and you can buy it on Amazon.com. It's Matthew J., as in John, Matthew J. Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N. The book is American Dawn. Good luck with the book, Matt. It's a sad reality of today's politics, but I also don't think it's just today. I mean, I'm not going to tell stories out of school or whatever, but, I mean, you remember the days. I mean, you're older than me, and there were times in our own state capitol back in the 70s and 80s, before there was the internet, before there were phones, before there were cameras on everybody, that things went on that people back home just never knew about, and it would curl the hair on some people if they found these things out, and it happened on both sides of the aisle. What?
Right. No, absolutely. And you see both sides of the aisle here. Yeah. And just so everybody's clear, this is set in the pre-Trump era in the 2002. And the reason it's set back then is to show the continuity, starting with what they did to Clinton and then going forward now with Trump and the rest. And if you want to see how candidates really are nominated and win, read American Dawn.
Yeah, great book. Looking forward to the sales, Matt. All right, let's turn our gears talking to Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Zomers, is there time to play the Mike Johnson clip here? Are we up against the clock? We want to do it. We come back. We can do it now. All right, here is Speaker Mike Johnson, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican, over the weekend on what he says Donald Trump's involvement with the Epstein files was.
He's not saying that what Epstein did is a hoax. It's a terrible, unspeakable evil. He believes that himself. When he first heard the rumor, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down. The president knows and has great sympathy for the women who have suffered these unspeakable harms. It's detestable to him. He and I have spoken about this as recently as 24 hours ago.
So now, little Johnson, Mike Johnson, says that Trump was an informant for the FBI, Flynn. He's walked it off a little bit yesterday, but we'll come back. We're up against the clock, Matt. So when we come back, Matt Flynn's take on this. Johnson yesterday backed off that claim, but we'll talk about it with Matt Flynn after this and more. It's the Todd Allbowles Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you get the blues.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Step out to the plate and swing for fun at Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, Wisconsin. Take it from me, Big G. This Pete Dye design course is a true home run for golfers of all skill levels. Hungry after 18 holes? Diehards is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving a pizza lineup and an Italian beef sandwich big enough even to satisfy my appetite. Brand new carts feature state-of-the-art rangefinders. Mention Big G and score $20 off your next round now through October 31st. And delivery is available.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Utah voters are back on a path to fair maps, as a state circuit court judge ruled congressional districts must be redrawn by September 25th. The state Supreme Court ruled last summer that the legislature's attempt at circumventing a citizen-led independent redistricting commission by passing contrary state statutes was unconstitutional. In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair, communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Ignoring the voters, the GOP-dominated legislature passed laws to make the commission advisory instead of independent, and gerrymandered the maps anyway. When the state Supreme Court ruled the legislature couldn't overrule voters, lawmakers proposed Amendment D to give it that authority. Its language was later ruled deceptive. August 25th, 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson ordered the legislature to create congressional districts by September 25th, using the fair maps criteria as approved by the voters to be reviewed by the court November 10th. The Utah News-Dispatch reports that Utah's GOP leadership will begrudgingly comply with the court's order. The maps will be in place for the 2026 midterms. We have the judge's order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. We're on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update, sports with the great Mike Clemens. Brewers down in Texas tonight. You can hear that across many of our stations a little bit later on the Brewers Radio Network, and then the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, and Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Right now we're talking to our friend and ongoing contributor Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a Navy vet, author of the great new book called American Dawn. Buy it wherever you buy your books, including Amazon. And Matt joining us from his home in Milwaukee via telephone. Matt, listener Frank in Poinette, listening on WMDX, says, can't wait to hear more of Matt. Very well-respected man. He is missed. Well, Frank, thank you very much. And we always like it when we get Matt back on the air with us. So there you go, Matt. Your fan club's already checking it. Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, lots to get to in just a couple of minutes here, about 6-7 minutes here, Matt. Talking about this story over the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, and a story today in the Washington Post saying he has backed off yesterday his claim that President Donald Trump was an FBI informant in the case of Jeffrey Epstein. His office releasing the statement, quote, the speaker is reiterating what the victim's attorney said, which is that Donald Trump, who kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago, was the only one more than a decade ago willing to help prosecute and prosecutors expose Epstein for being a disgusting child predator, unquote. That's the statement from Johnson's office. What say you, Matt Flynn?
Well, Johnson, look, here's a couple of things. First of all,
Mike Johnson?
Epstein had threatened to turn Trump in for money laundering for the Russian mob. An oligarch had paid $50 million more for a property than it was worth to funnel money into Trump's hands so he could repay some debts. So Epstein was very, very angry that he got euchred out of some real estate deal and threatened that he would expose Trump. Trump turned around and said, well, you know, Epstein has these girls. What Trump didn't say was that some of the girls were Trump's. Mm-hmm. They were masseuses at Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
And he never said beans about their being taken to down to the island. And Trump was on the plane 7 times. And he's in the flight logs. He's in the flight logs. Mm. So what was he doing flying with Epstein in his plane? What you hear are two crooks who are attacking each other and trying to turn each other in. But the more serious thing was the amount of money that Trump took from Russia, and Russia, and Trump didn't want that disclosed.
Right. And of course, the ultimate most serious thing, in my opinion, is the victims, young women who were take advantage of, is to say the least of it. All right, I want to change subjects quickly, Matt. Democrats, former two-time chair of the Democratic Party that you are, I want to play this ad over the weekend from a Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, Democrat in Michigan, Mallory McMorrow. Here is her ad over the weekend, and I want Matt's take on it after this.
Football is back, and 7 hours of commercial-free football
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Is not. This is just the latest example of corporate greed ruining the things we love. Because it's not just commercials on TV. It's also your grocery store run, where chicken wings are going to cost you $19. Or a bag of chips, $5. Even beer is getting more expensive. It's a 1-2 punch. Tariffs that are making everything more expensive, and corporations that are squeezing every last dime out of us. And if at some point this season you're headed to a game, you can expect to pay all kinds of fees on top of an already expensive ticket price. We have a system that caters to billionaires and corporations over everyday people. Chicken, chips, tickets, beer. Everything's getting more expensive. All the while, Donald Trump is telling us that
prices are down at tremendous numbers,
while he's selling us out to the same corporations who are jacking up prices on the things that we love. And look, on this campaign, we are talking about creating a new American dream. A lot of times, that's the big stuff, making sure you can afford to buy a house, you can afford to start a family, you can afford to save for retirement. Sometimes, it's just making sure that you can afford to take a break on Sundays without breaking the bank.
That is Mallory McMorrow, Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in Michigan. Matt, I thought that's exactly the space that Democrats should be in 2026, talking about prices of real Americans. What say you?
Yeah, no, I agree. And Mallory McMorrow, I followed her. She's quite good, and I think she'd be an excellent senator. And I agree with you that really highlights what's happening, what Trump is doing. But I think that there has to be more than that, and I'm sure she'll have other ads. He is betraying us to Russia. He welcomed Putin, and then they got together, Putin, Modi of India, Xi of China, and all these people, and they rubbed it in his face.
He's
invading Chicago. He has a post saying he's invading Chicago. He is retrenching all of our power, enraging our allies, and uniting our enemies. And that message has to be gotten across. Donald Trump hates the United States. He hates Western civilization, and he is an enemy of the United States.
Less than 1 minute, Matt. Give us your legal take on going into these cities like Chicago and possibly Milwaukee. What does the Constitution say about this?
The Constitution does not permit him to use military force within the United States. The problem is we have 6 tarantulas on the Supreme Court. They're crooked as a dog sign leg. A couple of them have been bribed, like Thomas. Crooked bastards, if they, pardon my French, that they are. And they're bad news. They'll uphold anything he does. So I think that Pritzker is great. I think that Johnson, the good Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, good man. Yeah. Solid right. guy, head on his shoulder. All these guys,
Matt,
stand up to him.
I got one question left for you. How does fascism start?
Well, fascism starts, it creeps in on little cat's feet. Little
that's
cat's
what,
feet.
That's what I wanted to hear.
One decision at a time.
That's right.
Creeps in on little cat's feet.
Hey, Matt Flynn, you can get his new book called American Dawn by Matthew J. Flynn wherever books are sold. Thank you, Matt. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Also,
good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Also, thanks to Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch. Zomer is on the board, and all of you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish talking about their film Just a Bit Outside on broadcast television in Wisconsin tomorrow. Until then, keep banging your drum. Maggie's next.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. President Trump's reported 2003 birthday gift to Jeffrey Epstein has now been turned over to congressional investigators. ABC's Catherine Falder says it contains a typed birthday note framed by the outline of a female figure and what appears to be Trump's signature.
I will say that the White House is disputing that is his signature, but the reality is this is the letter that we are now seeing for the first time since that report from the Wall Street Journal back a couple months ago, claiming that Trump did, in fact, sign this letter that was included in that birthday book given to Epstein for his 50th birthday.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president's legal team will continue to aggressively pursue litigation against the Wall Street Journal. Despite overtures from the Trump administration warning of an immigration crackdown in Chicago, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker now says he hasn't received any federal support or coordination from the Trump administration. This is ABC News.